News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Several people are feared dead and many more injured in a stampede on Wednesday outside a cricket stadium in India. Thousands of cricket fans had gathered outside the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru to celebrate the winners of the Indian Premier League. U.S. and Europe trade negotiators are discussing tariffs in Paris. At a news conference, Trade Commissioner Maris Shevchevich says the EU is hoping for greater movement from the U.S. side.
We discussed this with the U.S. trade representative, the Ambassador Jameson Greer, and I told him that we strongly regret this latest U.S. decision, and I explained to him that it clearly doesn't help the ongoing negotiations, especially as we are making progress.
The European Union's top negotiator met Wednesday with U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer, although it's unlikely the two countries will reach a substantive trade agreement in Paris. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Canadian wildfire smoke has caused very unhealthy conditions in some parts of the U.S. and has even reached Europe.
Air quality alerts in effect for parts of the country being hit by smoke from the Canadian wildfires. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says when smoke is elevated, it's not much of a problem, but when that smoke reaches surface levels, you get poor air quality.
The lowest air quality, the densest smoke near the surface, again, is kind of back west, a little bit closer to the source of the fires. So we're talking more like Iowa up into the UP of Michigan, and then the eastern U.S., really anywhere from Georgia to New England, will have some impact, maybe not to that extent, but still some impact, and there are some air quality alerts out east.
Canada is having another bad wildfire season, and more than 27,000 people in three provinces have been forced to evacuate. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports food deliveries paused in Gaza on Wednesday after deadly shootings.
An Israeli and U.S.-backed group have paused food delivery at its three distribution sites in the Gaza Strip after health officials said dozens of Palestinians were killed in a series of shootings near the site this week. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation said it was in discussions with the Israeli military on better guiding foot traffic near the sites and enhancing military training procedures to promote safety. The move comes a day after Israeli forces acknowledged opening fire as people headed towards a GHF distribution hub in the now mostly uninhabited southern city of Rafah, a military zone off limits to independent media. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.